AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, and happy Wednesday, everybody. What a beautiful day. I'm not sure if you just caught that little rain shower that came down, and that was just so refreshing and nice. But here we are on Wednesday because we were preempted by the Yankees. So normally we're here with you on Thursdays with Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, but I am so excited about this show. We don't have a fire coming up for the 4th of July weekend, because there's so many other wonderful things happening in Providence. But, you know, last night I had the privilege of being awarded for Waterfire and accepting an award for Waterfire from the CNC Foundation. And my really good friend, Rick Simone, who has been stalwart and always a supporter of Waterfire, as well as Buddy was, is here with me today. And we're going to talk a little bit about this foundation and what you've done. I was amazed. So everyone, as you listen, hello, Rick.
Hi, Bronwyn. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Like you said, it's a gorgeous day, and I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, and you know, and you're doing just amazing things, as always, as a man who wears many hats and does many things.
We have lots of fun.
Yeah, last night was really, to me, very touching. So could you please, without me describing it, tell people what
Absolutely,
happened?
Absolutely. It was a very touching evening, and the meeting I just left before I came here was, again, recapping last night and talking with the new board that's taken place. But what's happened is, most people know that former Mayor Cianci had two foundations that existed during his terms of office and even after. One was the Library and Research Foundation that he had, and the other was the scholarship fund that he had. So for a number of years, the Scholarship Foundation gave out scholarships, and the Library Fund was building to hopefully one day showcase all the various things that the mayor had touched upon during his careers in Rhode Island. And after the mayor's passing, the family got together and really wanted to try to find ways to continue to, honor his legacy and the things that he had touched upon during his career. And it's been about 5 months since the mayor passed, and I would say probably a good 2 weeks after his passing is when the family really got together. And we came up with these ideas and talked with the previous board and the new board to merge both the missions of what the mayor was passionate about. So the Scholarship Foundation and the Library Foundation are in the process of merging into what we're now going to call the CNC Educational Foundation. Mm-hmm. And last night was the catalyst of putting that out to the public and putting it out to a lot of people that the mayor was close to and touched upon over the years. So we got this great opportunity to bring everyone together last night, and we awarded 14 scholarships.
Which I thought was awesome, because all of those kids, where they're going and what they're doing.
It was touching.
It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, a lot going to URI or Rhode Island College, staying
in Rhode Island.
State.
Yeah, staying in Rhode Island. And in various things. I mean, there was people going for theater, people going for engineering, people going for nursing. It was really, truly impressive to see what these students were. But it was 14 kids from 14 different schools.
Yeah, and, like the Times 2 Academy, yeah. And then you had LaSalle, and then, you moved from one place to another.
And they each last night got awarded with a $1,000 scholarship to help them with their expenses going into the first year. So it was nice to have them there, but we also wanted to, in combining these missions, we wanted to look at the organizations that the mayor were near and dear to the mayor, or he's had some significant impact to what was important to him through the city. And, if you don't mind, I just want to, I can quickly say what the new mission is, if that's okay with you.
I think you should say what the new mission is.
And I'm going to read this because I don't want to mess it up. And Dr. Turketa, who is Buddy's nephew, is now heading up the board. So
he did a wonderful job last night as an MC, by the way.
He's a great man. He's a good guy. So the CNC Educational Foundation is dedicated to assist those in Rhode Island that strive to achieve continuing education through college scholarships, and additionally to further enhance the educational spirit of arts, economy, urban development, healthcare, and politics through sponsorship support. So merging the scholarships with the sponsorship support is what brought us last night to the additional attendees that joined us. And it was really, from my perspective, I thought it was a very dynamic group, and it was very heartwarming to add this group to what was already there for the scholarship people.
I saw Catherine Quinn from
the
Anthony Quinn Foundation.
Yep.
And I saw my great friend Bert Kranke.
AST20.
I will say thank you.
Absolutely.
And
on
behalf
pleasure.
Of WaterFire, we are very grateful for the support. But yeah, it was, you brought everyone together. Yeah. It was hospitals. It was
Women
art.
And infants, yeah.
And Providence Preservation Society.
Yeah, the mayor was, I mean, preservation was a huge thing for him. Federal Hill was obviously one of his babies, so we had the Federal Commerce Association there. Let's see, WaterFire, Women and Infants, PPAC was there. So all in total, it was 8 different organizations. And
over, almost $50,000 went out last night, right?
$48,500 at the end of the night last night.
Well,
$48,500 at the end of last night.
You know what? Thank you. I'll put that up in the air because nobody can see it as I'm on the radio, but I'll put that up. Thank you, Mayor CNC, for loving our city and loving and being our Prince of Providence and helping WaterFire, because without him and him, you know, we did. Do you know this? So we did a documentary. And Buddy, yep, as I will call him, was in it. And he said, you know, you could throw a bowling ball down the
yep,
middle
I've
of
heard
downtown,
that so many times.
And nobody would be there. And he's like, and then this crazy guy with his hair comes up to me and says, I want to light the rivers on fire while he's at Cafe Nuovo one night.
Yep.
And he's like, really? I mean, that could have been.
I know.
And he let it happen.
I was there for the very first fire with Barnaby and the mayor. And it was, I mean, it was an amazing experience then. And it's no different now when you go. It's still an amazing
Well, you
experience.
Have a long history with the mayor.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Best story. Best story.
I don't even know if I can come up with one that's the best. But, you know, one that came back, obviously, when he passed away, there was a flood of memories. And one of the first ones was the very first time that I met him. And I was a student at Johnson & Wales. I was just turning 18 years old, and it was the very first time that I met the mayor. And I was doing a community service project cleaning St. John's Park on Federal Hill. So it's me and, you know, a bunch of kids, most of us that were causing trouble, and we got told we had to go do this project. And the mayor shows up with the head of the Federal Commerce Association and, you know, a police driver and all these other people that come up for the mayor to come see us while we're there. And, you know, we're just a bunch of young college kids cleaning the park and doing what we have to told, and he comes around, shakes hands, and we all think it's cool and take our picture. And I get into a conversation with him, and I don't recall the exact reason, but the conversation evolved into this fact of, what do you know why cleaning this park is important? And I said, well, yeah, it's a good thing to do. The park was dirty. We wanted to make it look good. He goes, no, what you just did lifted the morale and helped all these people that want to come to this park that are residents and visitors of the city. He goes, you did more than just a cleaning project. And it's pivotal to everything else. I dealt with him for the rest of my, you know, personal and professional life for 25 years, that one moment defined so many things going forward.
It's so much bigger. The little things that you do
right
make such a big difference, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's maybe that's why he loved WaterFire, because I think he saw that those little things.
He saw the greatness in it. He saw the greatness. And he had a very unique perspective about that, is that, you know, Buddy would touch people and he could make you feel like you were the only person in the room. There could be hundreds of people in the room, and when he got over to you to have a conversation with you, you'd feel like there was no one else there. And that was truly a gift. And I think the things such as WaterFire, you know, such as the historic preservation that he's done, you know, bringing in arts, culture, and tourism to the city, these things didn't really exist back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And when he first started working on them in, you know, 91, 92, when these things started taking shape and the rivers were actually moved, it made a significant impact. I mean, I can't go anywhere now where I'm not talking about WaterFire, and I feel like I'm him sometimes because it's all I do is talk about the greatness of Providence and Rhode Island. So.
Well, I agree with you, because, you know, one thing that I have found is that there's a lot of people that move away saying we're never coming back.
Exactly.
And we boomerang back, right back home.
Yep.
To mama. And yep, it's like Providence is probably the most beautiful place. And I'll bring it back now to the CNC Foundation and the Educational Foundation, which I think is, it's a legacy, correct?
It is. It's to honor, you know, we want to honor the things that he cared about. And this was, you know, the first year in doing it. And the goal was this year, I mean, people are like, wow, you gave away a lot of money last night. And we're like, we did. And there was money there. The accounts was growing and becoming stronger. merging them helped. You know, there was a lot of questions of what was going to happen with the mayor's own marinara sauce. And, you know, ironically, you know, as sad as it is, Buddy's passing, it also, the sauce sales went through the roof for the next few months.
I got three bottles last night. I not only did I receive one for Waterfire, sorry, Barnaby, I didn't give it to you. I bought two.
That's awesome. It's become a weekly staple in my house, too. But it's, you know, the family and the board now has gotten together, and what's the sauce is truly a recipient of the Educational Foundation. So it's already for the past 2 months been able to contribute monies in. And it's not dramatic sums of money, but I think the last 2 months alone was, you know, a little over $1,000 each month, which is dynamic.
Big.
Yeah, it's dynamic. So it's that, honoring it in that way and, you know, encouraging people to still go out and support it. Our goal is to continue to grow this foundation and honor him. And
that's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah, what is the primary, like, if you could see the big picture or your dream
of
what it would look like?
I think our dream is to continue, first and foremost, to continue the scholarships, because that was the largest part of it. I would say that, you know, our goal is for next year is that the scholarships will continue, but in a different format. So we're really gearing towards giving out larger scholarships. So, you know, say $2,500. $3,000 scholarships to two or three individuals, but for 2 years each. So it makes a larger impact, helps them a little bit more with their aspirations and affording college. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that we'll have in place by, you know, this time next year when we're closing out. That's a big goal. In addition to that, it's being able to continue to support the groups like we did last night. There's so many worthy groups.
You supported Waterfire.
Right, yeah. And I think that there's ways that, you know, we can grow with Waterfire. There can be things that truthfully at Waterfire that help come back to benefit both organizations. And we want to adopt these things. And, you know, Barnaby's name has come up about creating this series that honors the character of the legacy. So, you know, the urban economics, the politics, arts and culture, where we do probably each quarter what we call CNC, what we want to call CNC Talks.
Okay.
And we change the venue. Bring in different speakers to come in and speak about.
But who's going to speak at the CNC Talks?
So the CNC Talks, well, I can't give away some secrets of what we're going to do at the beginning of some of them, but what we're planning to do. But we want to bring in groups of people that were near and dear to caring about the city and can continue it on. So having someone like yourself or Barnaby come in and talk about why arts is important, not even just specifically Waterfire, but why arts is important and how it's defined.
It's economically.
Yeah.
We are important to the state.
Yeah.
I mean, art and our food. I was just in New York for 4 days, right? And I was explaining to somebody that in Providence, we're this small little space that everybody thinks of. We have the best food. Our art and culture has absolutely exploded, Rick. And probably underneath your watch as well. When you've
been around for a lot of it.
You've seen and moved with a lot of it. And you, again, wear many hats. So I know that you take care of the city. In the best way that you can. You're on a lot of boards.
Yep, I'm on a number of boards. You know, the Providence Tourism Council is probably one of my favorite boards that I sit on because, again, it's an opportunity to provide money. So it's a lot of grants that are given out to support these organizations. And there are, you know, a good 50 organizations a year that we probably support through that. But it's, these things are, you know, and again, going back to the mayor, these are lessons that were taught to me. So, you know, my kids asked me, and you saw my son last night. My oldest was helping us.
By the way, I'm just going to say
Evan's listening right now.
Evan is this beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy who, when you walked into the Roma last night, said, please sign the sheet.
He takes his responsibilities very serious.
He
I'm happy about that.
And you know what? He's such a good young gentleman.
Yeah. You're a great kid, Evan. I know you're listening.
Thank you, Evan.
But, you know, and that's what, you know, I talk about with Evan and my other children is about the giving back, you know, and that's why I sit on the boards and the organizations that I do. The history that I have, and that's going back a long time with you and Barnaby and many other organizations, is that, you know, I've been director of tourism for the city. I've been director of conventions for the city. So I've been a lot of different things. You know, convention services manager for the Providence Warwick CVB when I first started out.
And now
out,
you've taken on the CNC Education Foundation.
I have. As a consulting job, I've got now a consulting group. I left Alex and Ani a year ago, and now I've got a consulting group. And what we do is, you know, marketing, public relations, event production, and the foundation, you know, Brad Turchetta came to me shortly after Buddy's passing and said, is this something you can help us with? And it's a pleasure. I mean, it's absolutely a pleasure. And last night was insanely uplifting and encouraging.
That's what I thought as well. It was such a beautiful thing. So if somebody wants to help, I mean, moving forward, again, they ask like about the big picture.
Absolutely.
How can we help? What can we do?
So the number one thing is, as silly as it sounds again, buy the sauce. Just get out there, buy the sauce. Tell your friends, buy the sauce. You know, help us, support us in that way. The other thing is that you'll see over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks is that the website's going to evolve. We just have a homepage that's up right now, and it's going to be sancyfoundation.com. But check in with the sancyfoundation.com, see the events that we have coming up, and come support us at those events. See why they're important to the city and the state. And we're going to be, you know, those will help raise funds for it. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to come up with additional, you know, fundraisers that we'll do. That there's a lot of things being talked about right now as to how to bring in additional funds to do that. But we're going to set specific goals about how much money to raise a year, how much money we can give away each year. But the family's mission to honor Buddy's legacy is to keep this, you know, in forever, keeping this foundation going.
Well, I think you're part of the family.
I feel like I am now.
I really think you are, and that's why you're the head of this. And I met a lot of the family. I knew Nicole. I grew up.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
Knowing Nicole, so I am very familiar, and I knew the mayor very well.
And we've got some good people that have transformed to come onto this new board for the merger, and there were most of them present last night. But you got Dr. Takeda. Olivia Cianci, which was Buddy's granddaughter, is now serving on the board, and she attends URI in the nursing program. She's brilliant, brilliant girl. So we're happy to bring her creative energy into it as well. Carol Turcata, Buddy's sister, is serving on the board. Artin Kaloyan, who is a lawyer in Providence and was Buddy's former chief of staff. He's an insanely brilliant individual and brings a lot of passion and energy to things. And then we have Donna Santos from PPAC. And Donna's, you know, her reach and her personality is so dynamic that she's an incredible breath of fresh air to bring into the board as well. So we've got some great, great people that are standing there to support this new organization.
It's the Cianci Education Foundation.
Correct.
All right. And if somebody wants to actually go and look it up on a website, it's
CianciFoundation.com.
CianciFoundation.com.
And you'll soon see all the pictures from last night. We're getting all that uploaded because there's so many. And I think it was one of the media outlets, Go Local Proud, today did a great slideshow showcasing all the pictures. So,
oh, nice.
So you're on there, so you got to check that out. It was
really
beautiful.
Oh, I don't
know. No, you look great. You look great. So it was nice. They put a nice slideshow, Go Local,
well,
today.
Well, Rick, I am Rick Simone, has been with me here on AM 790, your station for talking business in Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And we were talking about the Cianci Educational Foundation. And, well, one, Rick Simone, again, wears many hats, but thank you so much for what you've done and what you gave to Waterfire and what you continue to give, because I know you're always an advocate.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to see you.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right, everyone. We'll be back in one moment, and we're going to be talking to Ross Nelson from Cox Communications and Cox Business about just a lot of good philanthropic stuff. Today's just all about good. See you soon.